Juice. There's something wrong with you.
How can you tell?
You're hanging your head.
You're right, babes. I'm not myself today.
What's the matter? Neighbors make you use deodorant again.
Worse! My parents are coming for a visit, and you know my parents. Whenever they're around, I feel like I'm only 400 years old. They always want me to...
clean your room, and...
get a job!
They're a real bad influence on me! Babes, you can't leave me alone with them. I'll freak out!
Don't worry. I love to see them again. Your parents are really nice.
That's the whole problem. Let's get it over with, babes.
Knowing that I should be wary, still I venture someplace scary. Ghostly haunting, I turn loose. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice!
I hope that's a torture rack salesman and not... Mom! Dad!
Junior!
Give your mother a kiss!
Ma!
Say hello to your mother, son.
Hello to your mother, son.
Junior!
Hi, Mom.
Nice to see you again, Mr. and Mrs. Juice.
Why, hello, Lydia. Your hands are even cleaner than the last time, dear.
You're a big help.
Why, Junior, your fingernails are so dirty you could grow a garden in there.
I do have the green thumb of the family.
And you still haven't washed your ears. It's like a zoo in there.
Aw, Ma!
And I see you still haven't cleaned your room.
It just looks lived in.
But you're dead, dear.
True. True.
Would you like to join us for a snack on some nice, clean dishes?
Oh, we can't stay, Lydia. We just stopped by on our way to our first meeting of the SOMFN.
The Society of the Oldest and Moldiest Families of the Nether World.
We've always wanted to join. This is Miss Vera Snooty. She's president of the SOMFN.
Executive president.
Oh, please come in, Vera.
I'd really rather not.
Just be careful where you step, dear.
What's so special about being one of the oldest and moldiest families of the Netherworld?
Oh, if my parents get in, they'll become part of the Netherworld Society's upper crust.
You're getting crumbs all over the floor, dear.
Sorry, Mother.
Being accepted as one of the oldest and moldiest families is the highest honor one can have in the Netherworld. An honor so high, everyone must look up to you.
And you get to wear a neat hat.
Not just anyone gets to join. You must have proof that your family is old enough and moldy enough.
Well, we've got the moldy part covered.
Indeed. However, according to your parents' application, you have in your possession the Juice family coat of arms, which proves your family is old enough to join. If the Juice family is to join our very exclusive society, produce the original coat of arms, or your parents are out on their own.
Do you know where our family coat of arms is, son?
Joining the Society of Moldy Oldies would be a dream come true for us, dear.
And we get eternal membership in their health and fitness club.
Oh, you'll go 2 weeks and quit, like everybody else, dear.
I remember that coat of arms. It's around here somewhere.
How could you find anything in such a messy and disgusting house?
Thank you. I decorated it myself.
Perhaps 'twould be best if you didn't find your coat of arms.
We have to be selective about who joins the SOMFN.
You know, I've had it with your moldier-than-thou attitude.
Well, I can trace my family back to the noblest knight of all, my long-lost uncle Sir Lost-a-Lot.
Think I'll put a little root rot in the Snootay family tree.
No, Beetlejuice. This means as much to your parents as a big crunchy beetle means to you.
Why, I've never thought of it quite that way. It's a bunch of hooey lids. I want to find that coat of arms, just to rub her stuck-up nose in it.
We'll find the Juice family coat of arms, Miss Snootay.
Really? Well, you'll have to find it before the end of our meeting. You have 3 hours, and we are very prompt.
No problem. Good night.
Whew. Babes, we'll never find that coat of arms in this mess. I've been looking for a sandwich that I started eating a month ago.
Well, by the time you find it, it'll be good and moldy.
Don't try to cheer me up. Face it, Lids. We're sunk. We're in over our heads. Bottom, babe!
Beetlejuice!
Oh, got carried away.
I think you're just trying to avoid the unavoidable. We've got to clean your room if we ever hope to find that coat of arms.
But I love my messy, stinky room. Took hundreds of years to get it just the way I like it.
Is it too much to ask after all your parents have done for you?
All right. All right. Anything to avoid any more of those family photos. I'll do the impossible, the unimaginable, the unthinkable. I'll clean my room.
Our enemy, trash, junk, and dirt.
The enemy is well dug in.
Reconnaissance reports show a waxy yellow buildup.
Wonder where that came from.
We'll attack with a sweeping movement along the entire front. Forward march!
Dum-de-dum, dum-de-dum.
Trash is tougher than we thought.
Rubbish! I made this mess, and I can destroy it!
An army of grease spots!
Time to bring out the big cleansers! Stubborn grease. Nothing gets rid of dirt like a little ammonia.
Top-notch job, Private Juice.
Time for a little mopping up. Sandwich I've been looking for. No, babe. Don't clean under the couch.
Why not?
Because you'll wake up the dust demon.
Beetlejuice, we're gonna be torn Ado'd limb from limb by your dust demon.
A windbag to fight a windbag.
Ah!
demonstrate my cleaning abilities. Tasty. But a little dry.
All right, I can take a hit. I know when I'm not wanted. Who'd want to stay in a place this clean anyway?
Uh-huh. He's right. How do people live like this?
All that work, and we still didn't find your family coat of arms.
My poor mom and dad won't get to join the society of the Netherworld's oldest and moldiest families without that coat of arms. It's a lost cause. Wait a minute. That's it. We'll go to the land of lost stuff.
The land of lost stuff? How do we get there?
Why, through the couch cushions, of course. In the Netherworld, anything that's ever been lost ends up in the couch cushions.
Whoa, whoa! Whoa!
Everybody loses change in the sofa cushions. There must be millions here.
And it's mine! All mine!
It's mine! Mine!
No! It's mine! Mine! Mine!
Do you hear an echo with a mine of its own?
Help! Help! Please, mister, let go of my goldfish!
Oh, get lost!
I'm already lost. We're in the land of lost stuff, remember?
Well, you just lost your fish. Fitting, isn't it?
Why don't you pick on somebody your own size?
Thy tongue is sharp. And thy friend is ugly.
I try.
I am Sir Lost-a-Lot. And everything in the land of lost stuff belongeth to me.
Sir Lost-a-Lot? That's Vera Snute's long-lost uncle. And he's nothing but a common thief.
I rule this land from my castle of Camelost.
Beetlejuice, that's your family's coat of arms.
Finders keepeth, losers weepeth. Prepareth to weepeth, varlet.
Needless to say, it's showtime! Oh no! I've lost my juice ability!
You've lost your powers?
Of course! Thou art in the land of lost stuff! And Beetlejuice, thou art a real loser!
Think about lunch, babe. We're about to have a bad night.
I mean, run!
Yeah!
We lost him. Thanks to all this lost luggage. But I'm still lost without my lost goldfish. Oh, if only I never lost her in this land of lost stuff. Oh, all is lost.
If I hear the word lost one more time, I'm gonna lose my mind.
The land of lost mines is that way.
I'm gonna lose my marbles.
The land of lost marbles is that way.
I'm really starting to lose interest.
The land of lost interest is over.
Got my little fishy. Wouldst thou like to swim in my moat? Finny name! It's fish and chips for thee!
He's gonna eat my little Goldie!
There are worse things than being eaten. Of course, I could be wrong. Help! I've been found by a lost appetite! I've lost my powers. I'm lost. Why don't we ever meet a monster on a diet?
Are you all right, Beetlejuice?
Hey, I like being a leftover. But where'd you guys get the sandwich?
It wasn't us. He's the hero, and I don't mean sandwich.
It was nothing. Just the lost lunch I found.
Who are you, Potts? The Lost Dutchman?
Who else?
Don't worry. We'll save little Goldie, get you home, and get back Beetlejuice's coat of arms. If we can just get inside to Lost Lost Castle.
Maybe I know of it. My mine runs under the castle. We can tunnel up to the surface before Sir Lost-a-Lot knows what's happening.
It could take years to dig up to the castle.
Maybe this will help. I found it on the trail. Someone must have lost it.
Somehow that comes as no surprise.
My last powers!
I just love being the hero.
It is showtime! At last! This burrow's got to burrow! Family coat of arms. What do you think? It's me, isn't it?
Defend thyself, Violet. A knight's home is his castle, and vice versa.
Couldn't we talk this over?
Surely, you joust.
Let's rumble.
Let me add, no one without class will ever be allowed to join the society of the oldest and moldiest families in the...
Vera, baby, remember how you said...
I can trace my family back to the noblest knight of all, my long-lost uncle Sir Lost-a-Lot.
Well... There's something a little fishy about your family tree.
Sir Lost-a-Lot? My long-lost uncle?
Sir Lost-a-Lot is a thief. He stole my pet goldfish.
My family, on the other hand, has a coat of arms truly oldy and moldy.
Oh, Junior, you found it.
Why couldn't you just stay lost?
Where am I?
Guess your family tree's got termites!
Huh? Mm. Ew! That was tasteless.
No, it wasn't. That was tasteless.
Mom! Dad! I didn't know you were moldy oldies!
Hi, Mom and Dad.
Beetlejuice did something really unbelievable to get your coat of arms back.
You arm wrestled the beast with 1,000 arms?
You outran the beast with 1,000 legs?
Nope. He cleaned his room.
Junior!
Now, if you would just clean behind your ears.
Aw,